Hey everyone, Kristen here.
And Jolenta.
And reminder, we are going on a break for a few weeks while we work on the next exciting iteration of the show.
But we don't want to leave you with an empty feed. So by popular demand, we are re-releasing the first season of By the Book. That is right, the season that started it all.
So sit back and relax and think of simpler times when we were just beginning to wade into the waters of self-help.
And if you want more of us, be sure to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Kristen and Jolenta.
We're also on Instagram at howtobefinepod.
And now, without further ado, we present season one of By the Book.
Enjoy. Hey, Jolenta.
Yeah, Kristen.
It's been a week since we released our episode on the memory book, so you know what that means.
It's time for another By the Book epilogue.
By the Book! By the Book!
That's right. It's time for our memory book by the book epilogue.
But before we get to the meat of things, we have a special announcement. We still have some tickets available for our Philly live show, and you can claim them. Just email us at buythebook@panoply.fm or tweet us at buythebookpod with your favorite self-help book title, and we'll get them to you.
Reminder, the show is July 16th in Philadelphia. We'll be at the Trocadero Theater Balcony Bar at 3:30 p.m., doing a special by the blog experiment for this show only, where we live according to the rules of a questionable blog post. We'll also be doing dramatic readings of celebrity self-help books and much, much more. For more info, go to phillypodfest.com/schedule.
Now it's time for listener mail. We've gotten a lot of great tweets, Facebook responses, phone calls, and emails from listeners who enjoyed the memory book episode and Kristen's weird brain.
Chantel writes, quoting Jolenta,
"You are a crazy person and your brain makes no sense to me."
Then she writes, "OMG, I laugh so hard at this episode. I'm with Jolenta in that I have a good memory for conversations and I piss people off for it. LOL. However, I have a shitty memory for dates, names, and numbers. You can also tell Kristen is very logical and scientific with her mind, as she always went straight for the most complicated terms to help with memorizing things. I'm still laughing."
Girl. It's hard having a good memory that pisses people off. I hear ya.
But I have to say about that whole scientific brain thing, I don't actually think I have one. I wish I did because I really admire scientific people, but I don't actually think I have a scientific brain.
Well, you might. You are pretty logical and super balanced.
I am, but maybe that's not such a good quality when it comes to picking books for our show. At least one listener would like less logical books in the future. Toledo Lefty wrote in an iTunes review,
"Even when the book they choose is kind of dull, I'm looking at you, memory book, the rapport between Jolenta and Kristen makes it fun. Props to their husbands for mostly being good sports about all these experiments. Can't wait until the next one. I just hope Jolenta picks most of the books from now on."
Burn.
Toledo Lefty, I hope I choose all the books too. But that wouldn't be very fair, so I'll let her pick some.
Yeah, I think you're letting me pick out one more this season, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I have to confess, even I knew early on that this book was less than fun. Jolenta and I were even on the fence about a week into the experiment about whether or not we wanted to move forward with this book. But hats off to Cameron, our producer, and to Mia, our managing producer, for forcing us to stick with it. Because if they hadn't, Brad would still not know my name.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Oh, here's a letter from someone who has a totally different way to improve our memories. Mandy in Montana writes,
"Hi, ladies. First, let me say I am loving this podcast. On the subject of memory, it's not a self-help book, but have you heard of dream journals? The idea is simple. Keep a journal next to your bed at night, and as soon as you wake up, as soon as you wake up, all caps, grab it and write down all you remember from your dreams that night. If you wake in the middle of the night, grab it and write. Don't use the restroom first. Don't grab a glass of water. Just write exclamation point," she says. "I am loving my dream journal so far, but I haven't been doing it long. I do have dream dictionaries, and of course, it's always fun looking up what the books say the dreams mean. I think Jolenta would like that more than Kristen. But the bigger plan here is that it's said to help with long-term memory and even prevent Alzheimer's. Kristen, if you're trying to bring your memory back to par, this might be a fun way to try. Can't wait to hear about your journeys through the next book."
Mandy, I love dream journals. And Mandy, if you think I don't have dreamdictionary.com bookmarked on my web browser, you would be mistaken.
Of course you do, honey. Of course you do.
I didn't know all the benefits of dream dictionaries and dream journaling. I just knew I wanted to know what that whale meant in my dream the other night.
Well, I'll actually say, Mandy, I love this suggestion too. Anything to prevent Alzheimer's and keep my brain sharp. But we might have to save this as a season two book. Knock wood, we have a season two. Because my dreams are just too big to do on the side.
Oh,
my dreams are crazy.
Really? Oh, now we have to do something.
Oh my God, they're
dreams.
Insane.
Mine are pretty run of the mill, like naked at work type things.
Oh no, no. Mine are, we're not even going to get into it.
Oof. Well,
they're like a psychotic video game.
I really hope we get a season two just to explore Kristen's psyche some more.
Anywho, Mandy, everyone else, thank you so much for all of the letters, for the phone messages, for the tweets, for everything. We love hearing from you.
It's true. And now it's time to announce our next book. And good news for all of you who hate logical books. This one is insane.
Bum, ba-da-dum, da.
Our next book is
Past Lives, Future Healing by Sylvia Brown.
Will we regress to the moment we were conceived? Will we realize we were both Cleopatra in past lives? Find out next week.
And that's it for this mini episode of By the Book. Our producer is Cameron Drews. Our managing producer is Mia Lobel. Thanks also to our composer, Nate Wyda, and to Andy Bowers at Panoply.
Thanks again to everyone who reached out to us. Don't forget, you can reach out too. Leave us a voicemail at 505-510-BOOK. Email us at buythebook@panoply.fm and join our Facebook community where you can talk with other listeners, talk to Kristen and I, share your stories, share self-help books, live your best life.
Do it. Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Bye-bye.
Our next book is
The Memory Book.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry. Dun, 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 dun. I don't remember. What is it? Just kidding. Just kidding. No. One more time. Okay.
Are you joking? In the script, it literally says Past Lives, Future Healing by Sylvia Brown.
I didn't scroll down.